So you're the youth outreach worker for DHSD. Could you tell our audience what you have planned for the youth?
Yeah, I started my job back in May, and I was really looking forward to doing this job because up until this point, I've been doing advocacy work with the National Inuit Youth Council. I'm very happy that I got the chance to do the underground work with some of the youth in Maine. But with my goals in my job is to just establish traditional activities in the town for youth so we can be able to teach traditional skills and knowledge and help reconnect our youth with our Inuit culture. Really promoting that Inuit culture education, which is really important to us as Inuit people, because our education academically wise matters, but our education Inuit knowledge and culture wise is equally, if not more important, for our youth to have. So I wanted to provide like that essential interaction with Inuit youth, with other inspirational people in the town, to inspire our Inuit youth to be together and enhancing our learning, I guess. But some of the things that I did so far, it was mostly designed around Inuit culture. So last month I did the throat singing workshops, and there were young as 8 years old learning how to throat sing. And there was a jerry can and the youth engagement session with the jerry cans. We had the youth center open in the days with some cooking skills. I did a resume and interview preparedness for June, and a couple of the youth got their jobs, so I'm really happy about that. And for this month, really going to be focusing on establishing those traditional activities. So what I got planned for this month, well, like for the next couple of weeks, is to have the drum making workshop. Simon agreed to do an instructor course with up to 6 youth. Right now I'm just getting the supplies from Terry's tent. Should have that by this week, and then we're going to open registration for that for 6 youth drum making workshop with Simon. Also, I am doing the slipper making workshop. So I wanted to teach traditional sewing skills with a traditional pattern, but I don't know anyone who knows how to instruct slipper making, so I posted on name bulletin board. If anyone is interested in instructing slipper making with youth, feel free to contact me. But I'm focusing on those two right now. But for the rest of the month, I'm hoping to do some Inuktitut workshops. Nunat Siavut just hired on Matmatel Annatuk, and Shirley said she can help me with some of my workshops. So I'm currently planning for that one. And also baking with traditional berries. I want to do a baking skills session, I guess, with somebody who can teach us how to bake with traditional berries, maybe like pies or muffins, but something like that. I'm also going to be holding an engagement session, kind of like a sharing circle where we talk about some of the challenges in the town, really starting those conversations about getting our youth committee up, and hopefully it'll go to the other towns, but right now I'm going to be focusing on in Maine, and I'm working closely with the other youth workers on the coast, and also working closely with my buddies on the National Inuit Youth Council, because they really already have their committees in place over there. So I'm trying to get some ideas off them and help from them, and they're willing to help me. So I'm going to be focusing on that too. And lastly, last month I wanted to acknowledge that it was Pride Month. And where we were so busy with the jerry cans plus National Indigenous Peoples Day, we didn't really get a chance to do that Pride event. So I'm hoping to do that this month, where we'll just have a nice day to acknowledge our people with different sexual orientations and make them feel like it's their day to celebrate who they are as people. But yeah, that's what I'm focusing on. Drum making workshop, slipper making workshop, Inuktitut, baking with traditional berries, maybe do another throat singing workshop, and Pride Day and the engagement session. So, yeah, lots planned for this month. Oh, yeah, I forgot me and Noah are also working closely. He's doing the Kayak Paddle Canada Lessons 1 and Lessons 2, and we're currently getting our supplies ready to order for some of the kayaking gear for some of the things that got stuff missing. And when we got it here, we're going to be doing a kayaking excursion excursion. So I'm planning the program where we're going to kayak and we're going to sleep out and we're going to be on the land. We're going to be doing like GPS navigating and all kinds of educational stuff for on the land. And I think that's it for now.
So with all these stuff planned, do a lot of youth be interested in everything you have planned? Do you get a lot of feedback from them? Like, what do they say about everything you have planned?
Well, I put a post out on my Facebook to ask what they wanted to do. So everything that I'm doing is what they asked. And, like, I didn't want to come up with it myself, even though I already wanted to do stuff with Inuit culture and language. But this is the stuff that they recommended. So, and with the stuff I already did, they loved it. Like, with the throat singing workshops, they really enjoyed learning how to throat sing and being able to have that space to continue to throat sing. Plus, a couple of youth got jobs with the resume and interview preparedness that I had, so I take that as success. And in the youth center, there's always youth down there. They're always down there, and that's the place to be if you want to connect with them. And for the Jerrycans, they loved it. Love being able to talk to inspirational, motivational, and influential Inuit band like that and get their advice and get their, I guess, inspiration for life, living, being comfortable as an Inuk youth. They love it. And, I had the bonfire and open mic. We had lots of people there. There's 40-plus people there. We had youth playing guitar and all that. So I think they're liking it. And hopefully they liked it this month, too.
Yeah, so when do you finish as the youth outreach worker?
Well, it's a temporary full-time job for me. Mm-hmm. I'm going back to university to end the next month, and I'll be doing my last year there. So end of next month, I'm finishing.
Okay.
But Ocean is going to be coming back. I'm filling her position until I go back to school and until she's done maternity leave. So when she comes back, she'll be back in this job.
Okay. And Bink, would you like to add anything else?
Yeah. I just wanted to say to those youth, want you to feel accomplished and strengthen your relationships with your culture. Just encourage anyone to live their life to the fullest, but also remembering that as an Inuk youth, you need to help reconnect yourself to Inuit language, culture, your traditional skills, going on land, being with those Inuit values. And to anyone else listening, I want you to encourage youth on the road. Speak as much Inuktitut as you can to them because we're still trying to learn. Teach what you know and connect the youth with healthy, nurturing things because we do go through a lot in this town. Yeah, that's it.
Okay, and I'd like to thank you for giving this information today, Bink.
Yes, thanks for giving me opportunity to get the word out. Lekumik.
Bye.